You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. We're looking ahead to the second round in the William Hill Greyhound Derby. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me once again is Racing Post Greyhound expert Jonathan Kerr. How are you, Jonathan?
Oh, I'm in great form, Mark. It seems a long time since the first round ended last Saturday. Can't wait to get going again tonight.
Yeah, it does actually, doesn't it? And there were so many heats in the first round as well. But what has happened is we've got a really good second round lineup. It seemed to have worked well.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people still think it was an unfortunate system with only two qualifying, and there's no doubt about it, it wasn't ideal. Some real hard luck stories, but what it has meant, the 96 qualifiers have really earned their place in the second round, and, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to find a no-hoper amongst them.
And back to business as usual in the second round, isn't it? The first three go through now?
Yeah, it's three all the way through now, so we've got 96 or 95 greyhounds remaining. Actually, Dragon Big Bucks was withdrawn from a Saturday heat yesterday. And, yeah, so it's three all the way through, building up to the final on June the 27th.
Yeah, we'll look ahead to Friday evening's heats in just a moment or two, but we're going to start with a look at the outright betting. Obviously it changed after the first round, although we do still have Droopy's Nidge at the top of the market at 12-1, 14 to Droopy's Ward, Anu in Yolo, 16 to Farlow Blitz, Sidarian Blaze is 16-1, 20s for Eden the Kid and Swift Hoffman, it's then 25-1 for Gaytime Hawk, Quietly and Ted's Last, and 33-1 or bigger for the others. Still 12-1 the field, Jonathan, there must be some value in there somewhere.
Oh, there's no doubt there's some value in there. I mean, I'm not surprised that Droopy's Nidge is very much strong at the head of the market. He was very impressive last Saturday in one of the very late heats and hasn't got too bad a draw in the second round. But, you know, there's just a nagging doubt about him. I think there'll come a stage of the competition where he'll be vulnerable. So I'd look a little bit further down the list. I think that you could knock holes in a few of them that may be draw-dependent. Sidarian Blaze would be one. You know, he looks he really needs to be on the fence. And Dog Like Eden the Kid, who did the track record last Saturday, what a fantastic run that was. But will he be able to get to the front as the competition gets tougher? So, I mean, in the paper, in the Racing Post during the week, a greyhound I suggested at a big price was Tinwald Rodney. He really caught my eye behind Adagio Bob. Did a lot of running along the back straight. It was a hopeless task. He was never going to pick Adagio Bob up, but he gave it his best shot. He's got to improve to be a Derby champion, but he's priced accordingly, and I think he can go a long way. And I'll tell you, a market I'm really interested that Hill's offer about him is the fastest sectional. Now, he was very slowly away in round one, but he's now been seeded middle, goes from a middle draw in round two, and we saw at Shawfield in the first round of the Scottish Derby, he did the fastest sectional there, slamming a very good dog called Lenson Sanchez. And I think at 66-1, never mind backing him to win the competition, I could be very interested in him doing the fastest sectional.
Yeah, I like it. 66-1 shot there. Then he's 40-1 to win the competition for anybody who wants to get on that as well. And one other market I want to talk about before we get stuck into Friday evening's action is the place-only market we're offering. We're going six places. It's 2-1 for Droopy's Nidge. Droopy's Ward is 5-2 with New and Yolo. Sidarian Blaze, 11-4, 3-1 for Fallow Blitz, 7-2 for Eden the Kid, and 4s or bigger for the others. You don't need to find the winner of the Greyhound Derby here. You just have to find one that's going to get to the final.
Yeah, you tend to look for the stronger runners in this market. I think the one who's arguably the most bomb-proof is Droopy's Ward, last year's runner-up. He's a greyhound who just seems to find a way all the time. I think he's only ever twice in his whole career been out of the first three. So that gives you the sort of an indication of how tough he's going to be to knock out. But a greyhound at a little bit bigger price that I could be interested in this market is Pat Buckley's Irish-trained Coolavanny Jap. He is a great all-round greyhound, capable of going somewhere near the pace, but also, you know, can dig deep if he has to when things don't go right. And he made it all the way through to the Scottish Derby final. Was arguably a bit unlucky on that occasion. He's got the class as well. So he's the sort of greyhound I could look at in that market.
All right, let's get stuck into the action on Friday evening then. 8 heats to come in the second round, and the 7.25 is the first of them. The market for this heat headed by Trap 4, Eden the Kid, who's even money. It's 9-4 for Swift Keith in Trap 1, 4-1 for Bad Moon Rising in Trap 2, 14s for both Trap 5, Southfield Blue, and Trap 6, Screen Critic, and Trap 3, Ninja Turbo, is the 25-1 outsider. Talk through your thoughts in the opening heat.
Well, it's understandable that Eden the Kid in 4 does dominate the market after that sensational 27.95 track record run. I was very pleased to see that, by the way, Mark. The 7-4 we tipped up at the start of the competition, that drew. We thought the record would go, and what a run it was to do it. But he got an easy lead on that occasion, and I'm not so sure that'll be the case here. Southfield Blue on his outside's got pace. Bad Moon Rising in 2 has as well. And I just think that the overall form of Swift Keith in Trap 1 may have been a little bit underrated here. He's actually got a good record from Trap 1, although he was beaten from this box in the first round when he was slowly away behind Claire's Wonder. Did a lot of running late on that time. I think he'll trap better here, and I can see him making a winning move along the back stretch. I'm going to go for Trap 1, Swift Keith, to beat 4, Eden the Kid, and 2, Bad Moon Rising.
Okay, yeah, we probably should have mentioned that, shouldn't we? The fact that the track record went in the first round. Like you say, 7-4, it was pretty good, wasn't it?
It's gone the last few years, and I see that a lot of people still think it'll go again, but he did take 11 spots off it. That's a chunk of time. It's also worth bearing in mind that the only tonight will the Derby heats be the first races of the meeting for the rest of the competition, and it is the first few races when track records tend to go.
Yeah. OK, back to the action on Friday evening then. The 7.39 is the second heat of the second round. 1-2 for Droopy's Nidge in Trap 6. It's 100-30 for Trap 2 Riverside Pat. 8-1 for Lenton Premier in Trap 1. 14s about Trap 3 TJ's Panther, Bubbly Zeus, and What No Fizz, that's 4 and 5, are both 20-1. A 1-2 shot here, Jonathan, rightly so?
I think so. I'd be surprised if Droopy's Nidge was beaten, unless he did something silly out of the traps. He certainly didn't do that last weekend. He ran in a very late heat, the second last heat of the night on Saturday, made all and won in 28.18, which was a fantastic run for the time of evening. Now, What No Fizz on his inside, every now and again, can make a fast start, and Bubbly Zeus in 4 also has a bit of pace. But I think Droopy's Nidge will have enough to steer clear out of trouble, and if he turns the first bend on skate, he really should power away from these from halfway. Trap 2 Riverside Pat ran well enough in defeat behind Jolly Tricks, made a mess of the start, but did an awful lot of running late on, having got tangled up a little bit at halfway. I think he can fill the forecast position ahead of Lenson Premier, who really showed his best form with an impressive heat victory, and could just be going the right way. I'm going for 6 Droopy's Nidge to beat 2 Riverside Pat and 1 Lenson Premier.
On to the 7.54 next then, Heat 3, and the market headed by Trap 5 JT Jet, who's 7-4. It's 11-4 for Ring Ben in Trap 2, 9-2 for Aim and Fire in Trap 4, 5s for Glenn Padden Lord in Trap 1, 7-1 for Westmead Alexis in Trap 3, and Trap 6 Salonica is the 10-1 outsider. Quite an open heat, this one.
It is, and I'm going to go with the early pace and the promise of Trap 2 Ring Ben to maintain his unbeaten record in the competition. He made an impressive winning debut for Matt Dartnell in round one, showing good early pace off a moderate start to lead at the first bend. And I think a similar display of early, with arguably maybe a slightly better break, can see him go around in front. That should allow him comfortable first run on Trap 5 JT Jet, who is really eye-catching in the way he turns it on from halfway, but keeps flopping out and setting himself an awful lot to do. One day, that might just prove a fatal problem. For the tri-cast position, I quite like Trap 6 Salonica, who must have a great chance of clearing Trap 5 JT Jet early, and did nothing wrong when winning his heat. I'm going to go for Trap 2 Ring Ben to beat 5 JT Jet and 6 Salonica.
Okay, 2-5-6 for Jonathan in that one. Then the 8-10 is the fourth heat, and Tinwald Rodney in Trap 4 is the 6-4 favourite for this one. It's 7-2 for Romany Rouge in Trap 6. It's then 5-1 for Diego Flight in Trap 5. 6-1 for Roxholm Kid in Trap 2. 13-2 for 13 Bags in Trap 1, and 8 for Lemon Levia in Trap 3. We all know that you quite like Tinwald Rodney, so talk through your thoughts here.
Yeah, I'm not the only one as well, Mark, because I believe he was as big as 3-1 when betting opened. on this race after the second round draw, and I'm not surprised that he's proved extremely popular. Peter Cronin's Scottish Derby heat winner really caught the eye behind Adagio Bob, having made a right mess at the start. He can break far, far better than that 4.87 split. I expect him to do so now he's seeded middle and goes from trap four, and I think he'll lead this field where there's no real massive early pace in against him and quickly build a decisive advantage. Trap 6, Romany Rouge, is very, very strong. It's going to be hard to knock out the competition, and I can see him closing fast, but not quite getting to Tynwald Rodney. Lemon Levere, another finisher, can fill the tri-cast position. Going to go for 4, Tynwald Rodney, to beat 6, Romany Rouge, and 3, Lemon Levere.
4.63 there. Then the 8.26 is Heat 5 in the second round. And we've got joint favourites for this one. 2-1 joint favourites with Trap 4, Limone Turbo, and Trap 5, Roxholm Ted. It's 9-2 for Lochteen Owen in Trap 1. 11-2 for Farlow Nutter in Trap 3. 7s for Kentish Man in Trap 2. And 20-1 for Sozzleberry coming out of Trap 6. Who would you side with in there?
Big fan of Lamana Turbo from Trap 4 here for Liz McNair. He's a veteran greyhound now, but you wouldn't have known that the way he showed his rivals in round one, a clean pair of heels, did a 4.71 sectional, and anything like a repeat of that should have him clear of these. Trap 5, Roxholm Ted, a quarter finalist last year, signalled a return to form when running really well behind a well-touted Farlow Blitz in round one, and I can see him giving Lamana Turbo most to do on that evidence. Lochteen Owen, an ARC finalist at Swindon back in April, could have a good draw on the inside, providing he gets away to a decent start, and he gets my vote for the tri-cast position. I'm going for trap 4, Lamana Turbo, to beat 5, Roxholm Ted, and 1, Lochteen Owen.
On to the sixth heat next, which is at 8.42, and trap 6, Swift Hoffman, is the 7-4 favourite for this one. It's 5-2 for Lenson Sanchez coming out of box 1, 13-2 for trap 2, Ivanta Fantasy, trap 3, King Deck, and trap 5, Shotgun Harley, and 8-1 about Blue Moment coming out of trap 4. Who would you side with in that one?
This is such a tough race, Mark. Swift Hoffman probably divided opinion a little bit in round one. He was either workmanlike in justifying 11-10 favouritism or did really well to win from an unpromising position. I'm a little bit split on that myself, but the key thing is he's got trap 6. Trap 6 is a must-have for this greyhound, and he looks absolutely certain to lead up Shotgun Harley on his immediate inside. I think we'll see a different greyhound because of that, and I think he can go round the first bend in a very handy position, and then he'll be very hard to hold from there on. Trap 1, Lenson Sanchez, Scottish Derby finalist behind Swift Hoffman, was arguably a bit unlucky on that occasion, was right up there on the bend when just failing to get round. He looks the chief threat. Of the others, well, Shotgun Harley is running at the absolute top of his form, and he can weave through to claim the third qualifying position. I'm going for 6, Swift Hoffman, to beat 1, Lenson Sanchez, and 5, Shotgun Harley.
The penultimate heat on Friday evening is the 8.58. This is heat 7. And we've got an odds-on favourite in Farlow Blitz in Trap 3, who's 4-5. It's 3-1 for Rio Quattro in Trap 2. 11-2 for Jolly Tricks in Trap 4. 8s for Magical Hotch, who comes out of Trap 1. 12-1 for Aclamon Messi in Trap 5. And 40s for Marmalady, who's in Trap 6. So a pretty sharp price favourite in Farlow Blitz, who was impressive in the first round.
Yeah, he's a potential winner of the competition. There's no doubt about that. Owen McKenna's dog has brilliant early pace, and he showed it when winning his first round. He went clear off not the best of breaks and then just tied up a little bit coming home. So you'd expect that as his fitness improves, he'll come home that bit stronger. And given that he did 28-21, that's a frightening prospect for his rivals. I think he can be in command here by the first bend. Trap 2, Rio Quattro, did well to win his heat, weaved his way through, barged his way through almost at the three-quarter mark to come through and win, and I think he can qualify. Where Magical Hotch in Trap 1, another strong runner, might just have the legs late on of Jolly Tricks to claim third. Jolly Tricks, though, does have a faster break in him, just waiting for it to happen. Going to go for Trap 3, Farlow Blitz, to beat 2, Rio Quattro, and 1, Magical Hotch.
3-2-1 there then, and the last of the heats on Friday evening is at 9.15. This is Heat 8, and Ted's Last heads the market at 4-5. It's 11-4 for Old Joe Golden in Trap 5, 7-1 for Holden Bernardo in Trap 3, 8s for JT Berlin in Trap 1, 14s for Ballymac Cathell in Trap 6, and 20-1 for Millwoods Davy in Trap 4. Ted's Last, another one of Charlie Lister's battalion that could go on to win the Derby, remains unbeaten. Do you see him winning this?
Well, he is one of Charlie Lister's and does remain unbeaten, but so is old Joe Golden. He's a Charlie Lister greyhound too, and I like this one. I think he's value, old Joe Golden, against his kennel mate, on the basis that he can potentially get first run. Ted's last start was very impressive, no getting away from it in round one, but it'll be a little bit tougher for him to get to the front. He really powered from halfway, so he might not just have the greatest early pace, whereas old Joe Golden really tears to the bend. I think he gets first run and then will be tough to reel in. Obviously, I respect Ted's last, whereas for the third qualifying position, Holden Bernardo, another heat winner, who's a good all-round greyhound, can claim that. I'm going for 5, old Joe Golden, to beat 2, Ted's last, and 3, Holden Bernardo.
Superb. Thank you very much, Jonathan. What would be your nap and next best for Friday evening, then?
Well, no surprise that the nap is going to be Tynwald Rodney, trap 4 in the 8-10. And for the next best, very first heat of the evening, the 7-25, I'm going to go for trap 1, Swift Keith.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Good luck. Enjoy Friday evening, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again on Saturday morning.
I look forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.